generation who is not going to go into World War III. We are going to lead with light and love. And we're
hundreds of students from four high schools in California's Napa Valley were among the first in the nation to stage school walkouts in the aftermath of last week's elections. They converged on the local football stadium to speak their minds and stand against what they called the hate and division of President-elect Trump's campaign.
Our main focus has been to have a peaceful protest where we're respecting everybody's opinions while voicing our own and trying to kind of like just get our point across to the older generations that like our opinion matters and that we're capable of like great things and we're capable of doing powerful things and change.
Alyssa Yeager is one of the organizers of the biggest student demonstration the city of Napa has seen in quite a while.
Well, we really hope that people just kind of take away the fact that maybe the younger generations aren't as dumb as they think we are, and we're not as oblivious and ignorant to like politics and politicians as they think we are. We wanna just kind of like make sure they know that like we're here, like we are valid, and we just want them to realize that like we have a voice too when we wanna have a say in like what our future is gonna hold.
High school students in other cities have followed suit, including in Los Angeles, Portland, and Denver. Napa High Principal Annie Petrie said faculty got wind of the student-led action the day before, and it snowballed to include students from rival area schools.
The kids who started this really had a vision to unite all the youth in Napa. That was their vision from the get-go. And as we understood more about that, then, you know, we did everything we can to support it. Their goals were always to peacefully protest. And really their ultimate goal is to come together as a community. For one time, we're not competing against each other. Let's come together around a cause. I'm just always proud of our kids and how they try to manage themselves, and they clearly had a vision for what this was going to look like, and the kids leading it are really trying to make sure that comes to fruition.
Hey guys, can I just ask you guys to like sit down real quick, because we think that's a major statement.
Rally co-organizer Josh Amar Graham is a senior at Napa High School. The 17-year-old says that the walkout was a way for students to make a big statement.
This whole day is about respect. Respect that we need to earn, and respect that he needs to earn from us as well. So I wish that throughout today we preach more love than we do hate. We preach respect than we do separation. And I really just hope that we can unify as a nation under something that we all have experienced before and hope to experience again, which is love. So today, that's what this is all about. I hope you guys do that.
Graham, who is African-American, says he has a lot on his mind after this election and that he's not the only one.
Yes, it's actually really surprising how many people actually are so politically active at such a young age, and I think it's just an amazing sign for America. I think voting turnouts in the next 20 years are going to skyrocket.
With social media platforms central to communication among high schoolers, Graham says students are working with their government class to form a group called Youth Against Hate, which is using Twitter to build a following.
And I'm reaching out to some of my friends in different areas because I'm originally from New York. So I was talking to my friends, trying to see if we can get kind of this whole national thing where we can all just fall under one banner. And it would be really cool because it's basically a team government. You have people that represent one of the major portions of this country, which is teenagers. So I really feel like that would be an important step.
Through online organizing, the students say they can engage in an adult setting despite not yet being able to vote. And they see the spontaneous walkout as just a start of a longer-term organized civic engagement. Karen Argood, FSRN, Napa.